It's Coast 93.1. Good morning. I'm just so proud of myself sometimes, the little things I come up with.
So
I started this Instagram. It's a separate Instagram from my normal one. My normal one's Blake Hayes, and then this is where I put my little poetry and other little typed out thoughts. Less is max. And I wrote something last night. I was catching up on over text with a friend, the one who I told you, I talked about him on the air, that he, his uncle was dying. And his mom was in a nursing home down in Pennsylvania, wanted to see her brother for a final time. Mm-hmm. And the process where they had to sterilize her and then get her out of her facility and then get her into the hospital, a VA hospital. And, you know, it was just, and that, this is after pulling some strings to even allow it to happen at all. And there was someone who was going to monitor them and make sure that she didn't remove any of her protective equipment. You know, the last time she sees her brother, it's through a fogged up mask, you know? And so I was chatting, you know, chatting with him and seeing how he's doing and everything. And then I thought about it and I was like, this is such a weird, like, you know, it's a time when we feel together, but we're also separated, not only by distance, but even in a medical sense, we're separated by layers, you know, of papery gowns and masks. So I wrote this little thing and I just put it up, but I was very excited because my typewriter that I type it on is a Smith Corona typewriter. So I just came up with the hashtag Smith Coronavirus. So I was just really proud of myself.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I love it.
Coming up in a few minutes, Joe Exotic, the Tiger King. Yes. So many people have been watching this. If you haven't, and don't worry, you won't feel left out because this doesn't have as much to do with Joe Exotic as it does to making fun of the three of us, probably. But Joe Exotic.
I'm Joe Exotic.
That guy. has decided who he wants to play him in a movie about him.
Yes.
So wait until you hear who he has casted as Joe Exotic.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so we're going to do that coming up in a few minutes. Now, here's a really interesting thing that I heard, and the reason that it's so important to stay home. If I were to give you, okay, let's say it's April 3rd right now. There are 30 days in April, right?
Yes.
So April 3rd, so you got 27 more days, right? If I were to give you, Kelly, one penny right now, and then double it every day until April 30th, or I'll just give you $1 million right now. Which would you take?
I don't want to play.
Well, just pick one.
Okay. $1 million.
That's what you'd think. But in 27 days, it would be like $1.3 million if you double what you have each day, starting with only a penny. And that's why it's so important to stay home, because you won't just infect one person. You can infect two or three people, and that exponential growth grows and grows and grows and grows the more people it goes, and then it spreads and spreads and spreads. And I had never thought about it in the way of thinking of like exponential math. And then I heard this math problem where a dad said, listen, son, I'll give you $1 million. I don't know. This must have been, you know, hypothetical.
Yeah.
Either that or this is how Trump made his first million or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
He said, I'll give you $1 million to mow the lawn. Or if you mow the lawn, to mow the lawn all month. Or if you mow the lawn every day, I'll give you one penny today, but then I'll double it each day for the rest of the month.
Hmm.
And then, of course, everyone assumes you want to go $1 million versus starting with a penny.
Right.
But because of the exponential growth over the course of only 27 days, you'd have over $1 million.
Wow.
And that's why it's important to stay home.
Okay.
There you go. Fun facts.
That was good.
Yep. This is this nerd segment is brought to you by Radiolab, the Radiolab podcast.
I get so nervous.
Yeah.
Well, let's get those nerds! Nerd! Nerd!
I love
nerd.
Okay. Okay, I get it.
I'm not a nerd. I'm a jock who's too cool for sports.
That's me. That's me. All right, coming up, who does Joe Exotic, the mullet-wearing, gun-toting, gay tiger zoo owner who has a vicious nemesis named Carol Baskin?
It's not even written down and you do it. It's really impressive.
Well, you know, I practice. This is what I do. We got a lot of time to just kick around at home. I just practice explaining who Joe Exotic is.
I like it.
That's what I do when I'm looking for Kyle's secret stash of Girl Scout cookies.
And peanut M&Ms.
If you missed that story, that'll be in the podcast after the show. It's a really sweet moment yesterday. So that's coming up. Who Joe Exotic says should play him in a movie. Is he being realistic? That's coming up. Then we'll dare to ask, who should play us?
Oh.